welcome to another edition of the Sunday Jazz Spotlight. I'm your host, Dwayne Benton, and we're super excited to have you join us. Well, as I mentioned on last week, we ran out of time talking to the godfather of gospel jazz. That's why you need a two-hour special, and we're in part two right now. Sit back, relax, and enjoy our conversation with the one, the only, Pastor Ben Tankard. Welcome back to the Sunday Jazz Spotlight. We're talking to the one and only Ben Tankard, the godfather of gospel jazz. So I'm just taking a walk down memory lane and just your life. And we've talked about the wife. We talked about Thicker Than Water. Let's talk about the pastor.
Oh, man. We love pastoring. We pastor Destiny Center Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I look at my church as a training ground for a SWAT team.
Oh, wow.
You know, a lot of times people go into ministry and they want to have this mega dome, this mega church. And I'm not all about that. Just give me 300 SWAT team members that are well trained, and I'll take the enemy out, and he won't even know we was there.
I love that. I love that. I love that. So being in Nashville, Tennessee, do you guys ever fellowship with CC Winans in Life Church?
You know, we used to. Yeah. We've gotten so busy, we can do a better job now. But in the early years, CC had a ministry that was just for young women.
Yeah.
And we sowed into that, and we supported her on that, and we saw her once or twice a year in her events. But as time went over and the kids began to grow, and we began to do a lot of our own travel and then supporting our children who were in college, just kind of drifted apart. But we love CC and Al. Al and I used to fish together back in the day.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
I can't remember the last time we caught a bass together. It was years ago. And so we support them. We love them. We can do a better job of getting together.
Talk about you being a pastor, but a lot of people may or may not know this, but Ben Tankard is a pilot.
Oh man, I never dreamed that I would be as deep in aviation as I am. You know, in the last 20 years,
yeah.
I have owned and flown over 30 airplanes.
Wow.
I've got well over 2,000 hours in the cockpit. You only have to have 1,000 hours to apply to be a captain of Southwest or Delta or American. I've got 2,500 hours. So I could do that if I wanted to, but I only fly for myself, and it's just a matter of convenience.
Yeah.
You know, when you have so many things that you're doing, and it's kind of like from a driving standpoint, yeah. You could go Uber, you could catch the city bus, you could catch a cab, but it's nothing like having your own car.
I mean,
and going when you want to. Same thing with aviation.
Yeah.
There are 600 airports where you can buy a ticket and fly to if you want to catch a plane. But if you own an airplane, there's over 50,000 runways where you can park.
You no longer fly commercial?
Only if it's long trips or if the weather is too bad for the capabilities of my aircraft. Are you in Memphis?
Yes.
Okay, so Memphis, if I wanted to drive to you from Nashville, it's 3.5, maybe 4 hours with traffic. If I get in my plane and fly to Memphis, it's 39 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So you can accomplish much more. I can hit 4 or 5 states in one day flying the airplane versus, that's only one place I could go if I'm going commercial. If I'm driving, it may take 12 hours.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of times people frown on aviation because they said, oh, those preachers got those jets and all that. I ain't got no jets. I have a propeller-driven plane. I get the thrills without the bills. My airplane is a lawnmower with wings. I put on my noise cancellation headphones, and it sounds like a jet to me, but to you, it sounds like a lawnmower passing over your head. So don't put me in that category that the dog me about jets, because I like to stay in my lane.
Yeah, that's all right. But listen, you had all of this before all of the other stuff came into play. So, I totally understand that. All right, we're talking to Ben Tankard on the Sunday Jazz Spotlight. We're going to talk next about his brand new project that is out today. And we'll talk about this Godfather collection. We'll talk about that and so much more right here on Gospel Jazz Radio. Listening to the Sunday Jazz Spotlight with our guest, Ben Tankard, right here on Gospel Jazz Radio.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to the Sunday Jazz Spotlight. We're talking to the one and only Ben Tanker. Ben, you got a brand new project dropping today. Talk about the new music.
Oh, man, it's a little different. This is it's not as jazzy as my normal pieces.
It sounded worshipy to me, honestly. I felt like I was in worship.
Holy forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe that you should not begin the day with your cell phone. I think you should begin the day in worship and praise.
Yeah.
So this is a 4-minute instrumental song with light vocals that I encourage everyone to begin your day with. When you get up, just put this on. And don't begin your day flipping through the cell phone, looking at other people's posts and notifications. Spend 4 minutes just you with your eyes closed, with your hands folded in front of you, thinking about God and worshiping Him. Just for 4 minutes, and watch God download favor into your day so your day is better. Just begin the day with worship and praise. And this song, Holy Forever, I think will take you into His presence.
You're listening to the Sunday Jazz Spotlight with our guest, Ben Tankard, right here on Gospel Jazz Radio. Godfather Collection is a compilation of some of your. How do you describe the project?
Oh yeah, you know it's a super CD. You know, having a small aircraft. I got over 20 records out. You don't know what to bring on the road, and there's a weight limit. You can't bring all this CD. So I decided to pull together, you know, the best of the best. It's a super CD, 20 songs of my greatest works, and it's a slimline CD that we made available online and on the road, and we call it the Godfather's Collection. It's, yeah. You know, I'm considered the godfather of gospel jazz. Yeah. These would be my favorite 20 picks of all my 250 songs if you had to say, Tank, give me the best of your best. These
I'm, are I'm my looking. Picks. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. I like them. Yes. I'm just going through my yes, yes, yes. I like the do. I love when you guys did Melodies from Heaven. Let me say this. I have got to tell you, and I'm going to play it right after I say this. I love the way you did the remake of the Love Boat theme song. Hit it.
Oh, you like that, man?
I love that.
Come on now.
I love that song. So can I play that real quick? This is a Ben Tanker with a remake of the Love Boat. Sunday Jazz Spotlight with our guest, Ben Tanker, right here on Gospel Jazz Radio.
I'm making through another day's journey. God kept me here. Thank you.
I am shooting season one of my new podcast called The Full Tank Podcast.
Yeah.
And the subtitle is The Next Comma. And so when you look at my life, which has been from musician, pro ball musician, pastor, pilot, investor, real estate developer, and the list goes on. God has another comma coming in my life all the time, but not just me. I think all of us, when you think about it, Doc, every one of us, either you're coming from transition or you're in the middle of transition.
Yeah.
Or you're on your way to transition.
Mm-hmm, come on.
And what I learned during the pandemic is when all the concerts dried up and they said, okay, nobody's gathering, don't come. I'm sitting home. I'm like, what am I going to do with my time? How am I going to fill this financial gap? Well, I started learning how to trade. So now I'm a master binary options trader. In fact, before you called me this morning, I got on my computer, pulled up my charts, and made $2,700 in 13 seconds.
Wow.
Binary trade. I didn't have to go on the road. I didn't have to do a concert. I didn't have to hope that the people raised a decent offering. I sat right here in my chair. And so what the podcast does, it interviews other people with like minds in terms of embracing the comma and pivoting in life. And what I learned was that the podcast space, 40 and older, is considered the niche market that's developing the fastest. I went to a podcast convention last year, David Shand's Podcast Summit in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You got to go next year, this year rather. I met so many seven-figure podcasters.
Wow.
People that was just sitting in front of the computer or a phone talking for 30 to 90 minutes and about what they do. They've got plumbing podcasts. They got architect podcasts. And people making $1 million a year just podcasting. I like, so let me get part of this space and get in front of this thing instead of being behind it. The long story short, my next comma is the Full Tank Podcast, which we are shooting season one right now. We've already had Chris Sanders, former NFL player. We've got Terry Cummins, basketball player. We've got Don Lewis, actress.
I love Don.
Bobby Jones coming on.
Yeah.
Just talking to people about their commas in life and their pivots and how other people can embrace change in their life as they get younger.
Words are time capsules that release power when spoken.
Word.
Life's not right.
Should've said something.
are time capsules that release power when spoken.
Listening to the Sunday Jazz Spotlight with our guest, Ben Tankard, right here on Gospel Jazz Radio.
Join Gospel Jazz Radio every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central for Jazzed Up Worship.
The moral of the story is, there's someone that's definitely bigger, greater than you might think.
A two-hour journey into the soul-stirring sounds of gospel music, infused with the smooth, sophisticated vocals of jazz.
Made me a believer.
Bringing together your favorite gospel and jazz artists to create a truly uplifting and inspiring experience. From classic hymns reimagined with a jazz twist.
I surrender all. You know, Lord, that I surrender all.
To contemporary gospel hits with a jazzy flair, Jazzed Up Worship is your go-to destination for a musical celebration that will get you moving.
Falling in love with Jesus.
So, whether you're starting your day or looking for a moment of reflection, tune in to gospeljazzradio.online and let the harmonies of faith and jazz fill your soul. Jazzed Up Worship every Saturday, 10 a.m. Central on Gospel Jazz Radio.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire, and as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Sunday Jazz Spotlight with our guest, Ben Tankard, right here on Gospel Jazz Radio.
Sky.
Pastor Ben Tankard. It has been a joy and a pleasure. I want to thank you so much. Social media, how do people connect with you?
I'm easy to find, at Ben Tankard on all the platforms, and my website is bentankard.me. Go out to all your platforms that support good music, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, everything, and the new piece that's out today is called Holy Forever. So we appreciate the support and love you all so much. And look for Wu Tang Podcast launching in March. And also, we will be uploading the season 4 of Thicker Than Water, the Tankards, in March as well.
All right, Ben Tankard, thank you again. I'm super excited to have this conversation. You have been one of my bucket list conversations for the year of gospel jazz radio. That's what I can say.
Oh, you my pleasure. We're proud of you, man. Anything we can do to throw gas on your fire, just let us know. We love you and support you.
I appreciate you. God bless you to the Tankard family. Thank you for listening to the Sunday Jazz Spotlight. I'm Dwayne Benton. We will see you guys next time, but stay right there because more gospel jazz is coming your way.